Bannerbox Radio. Look, Ma, no cavities! Hey folks, what's going on? Welcome back to Bannerbox Radio, the podcast about news and zip zap zatarans, red beans and rice. This is episode 20. Go figure, who'd have thunk it? I'm your co-host Thomas Towson. Joining me, of course, who would have even guessed? The other co-host is Dan Knight. Well, who cares? Whatever. Hey, what's up?
Who cares?
All right. Thanks for having me.
So we're back again this week with, what do we do? Why do we do this? Why do we do anything?
You don't even know what we do and you're asking why we do it.
Huh. Who'd have thunk?
Great. Don't even think you listened to what I said.
So, we're back again this week with more weird news stories. That's what you have come to expect at this point. At least I would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're 20 episodes in. Hey, we're the big 2-0 here.
We've turned 20 episodes.
That's correct. That's actually pretty cool.
That's 5 months? Right?
5 months of doing it?
Is it?
Yeah. Wow, no breaks in between, because there's no breaks.
There's no breaks.
There's no breaks on the Bannerbox radio train. Because the Bannerbox radio train don't stop.
Yeah. It's full on gas out here.
It is mostly hot gas. Yes, that's correct. So we are...
It's Monday.
Yeah, oh my goodness, it is Monday. I didn't even mention that. Can you believe it? We're recording this show on a Monday. Do you know why? Folks, do you know why?
Because Tuesdays are the worst.
Tuesdays are the worst! No, Tuesday is the day that our co-host Dan Knight, Squaniel, if you will, is getting surgery. Dan, why are you getting surgery?
I have growths.
Man, I just couldn't care less.
Great.
Tell me why. Why are you getting surgery?
Because I don't normally sound like I'm always sick. And so I have to get things removed from my nose.
Yeah?
Get the get guy put it in there and take it out.
Great.
Get the yellow pudding pot.
Ooh, it's topical.
like a nice cream.
So we're recording on Monday today, so it's kind of weird for you, maybe, yeah. I guess.
If your surgery's tomorrow.
So. If you typically download the show the same day we release it, awesome. If not, great.
Still awesome.
You know what today also is?
What?
Today is National Freedom Friday.
Oh, good. Good.
No, that's French fries, actually. It's National French Fry Day.
Oh, that's not as good as Freedom Fries.
French fries are delicious, and I kind of had some for dinner.
You kind of did.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah,
sort of. I kind of saw it.
You kind of saw me kind of have French fries.
Yeah, I was in and out. Didn't really recall.
Well,
French fries.
French fries are delicious, and you know what's delicious? You know what's delicious?
What?
Sweet, sweet, succulent news stories. Dan, take it away.
Okay. First up, we have a woman.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
They
got me
exist,
hooked.
Guys.
Hook, line, sinker.
A woman driving her Mini ended up rear-ending another vehicle. When her attention was towards other activities.
No. You. No way.
The 30-year-old woman, who has not been publicly identified for good reason, had lurched forward and struck another vehicle with her car.
How could she?
She was not paying attention.
In her Mini.
In her Mini!
Cooper.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
That's probably what that, yeah. Okay.
Mini. On a CCTV footage captured the whole event, she was seen on camera with a pink rampant rabbit sex toy in one hand.
Oh, boy.
And she exited her car and was pulling up her trousers.
Oh, no.
For a little freeway fun times fiasco.
This is a family show.
Part 3.
We can't be talking about stuff like this.
Well, it's freeway fun times fiasco part 3.
Who are we kidding?
I think I very much recall an article that you brought up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A guy. Well, I'll refresh your memory. There was a guy at a CVS pharmacy, I believe, and he was.
I don't think so.
Spreading his seed around.
He sure wasn't. He certainly wasn't flinging it.
certainly onto other people, was it?
Gross.
Or just on the products?
Gross. It was actually a Walmart, and it was, yeah, that was gross.
Oh, see, I can't.
In
think
the children's clothes section.
That's extra weird.
Yep, it sure is. Anyway, continuing.
So, yeah, the man that she struck, he was on the job, on his first day on the job. That's got to be a bad start to your career.
Yeah.
So he thought he was going to get fired for the car accident, and his boss called him into the office and apparently shared this interesting news with him. Like, hey, no, you're fine. This lady was diddling herself, and she, slammed into you. That's also a
diddling.
Pun.
That's a word you don't hear too often.
You don't hear the diddles too much.
Diddles.
Freeway fun time fiasco.
That's correct.
Yeah. So
don't diddle and drive.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what Papa always told me.
We just passed the law in New Hampshire here.
Hands free. That's what that means.
That's exactly
hands off.
You keep your hands off your rampant rabbits
and the wheel. You got to drive entirely through sheer will.
Just got to will the wheel into the direction you wish to go. I think it's crazy that we're moving towards an era of driverless cars.
I think it's crazy that we're trying. Yeah. Okay. Sure. I didn't have anything to follow up.
Oh, it sounded.
I just wanted
like you
to sound
really
important.
Building.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Driverless cars though. That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be. Then you can diddle all day long.
Diddle away
all
on your
the live long day.
All the. I was diddling on the railroad.
Yes. And she'll be coming around the mount.
Yep.
At a certain point.
Oh, all right. All right, enough.
All right.
Enough. I'm just going to go.
Go.
So, the audience was left stunned when Nick Silvestri, 19, climbed on stage.
Is that his last name, 19?
No, it's his age. He's
oh,
19
okay.
years old.
I'm sorry.
Climbed on stage to plug his cell phone into an outlet, which turned out to be fake. The outlet was fake. Moments before a performance of Hand to God at the Booth Theater in New York.
Nice!
Yeah, he jumped on stage to plug in his cell phone, because that's acceptable. That's when you go to a show, Broadway, on Broadway, this was a Broadway show. Broadway's expensive.
It is.
That is not the time for you to be getting up and plugging your phone in.
It's true. What's wrong with you?
Well, I like this story because I like what he says. You can tell how stupid he is by what he then goes on to say. He calls, by the way, he calls his own press conference because he thinks
good.
He's that important. So he says, despite the outrage from the theater world, the teenager refused to apologize. He didn't apologize at first.
Oh.
And then he gave a half-assed one later.
Oh, good. As any 19-year-old is wont to do.
That's correct. So he said, hey, I'm sorry if I delayed your show 5 minutes, but you got a lot of attention from this, so maybe I made your show a little better known. What a piece of crap. Without swearing. What a turd.
Well, they do say, it's the old adage, there's no bad press, right?
I suppose that's true.
I wish I could follow that up with the accurate whatever the adage was, but instead, well, that old adage, don't mix your peanut butter before noon.
That one is especially true for me. You don't want to be a peanut butter holic.
that hits close to home for me.
I just got out of a rough peanut butter situation.
Well, you can eat it. You just can't mix it before noon.
Because
mixing
it
releases these pheromones into the
mixing
air.
Mixing peanut butter is a gateway, okay? It's a gateway.
To mixing many other food products.
So he eventually ended up going on to add that he only sought to charge his iPhone 6. He did mention that he has an iPhone 6.
What a...
Because it had run out of battery after he'd been fielding calls from, quote, girls calling all day.
Oh, my God. God, that's what this guy said?
That's what this guy said. That's his quote.
What a piece of work.
But Silvestri from Long Island, there's a little bit of something there, soon realized the error of his ways and called a press conference to apologize. He told the gathered media, quote, I downed a few drinks and I think that clearly impaired my judgment. I guess I wasn't really thinking. I don't go to plays very much and I didn't realize the stage is considered off limits. No way.
What?
You mean you had no idea that the stage was off limits.
That's like, you know, walking into a bathroom and going, you're supposed to poop in the toilet?
I thought it was off limits. I mean, I saw the turds already in there.
You said employees only.
He ended up going on to add, I've learned a lot about the theater in the past few days. More than the zero he apparently knew before.
The theater involved the stage.
Theaters, they got people on the stage and you can't plug your phone in because that's bad. He went on to say, no. He says, theater people are really passionate, which is a 19-year-old way of saying stop being so uppity.
Yeah.
What a... Oh, I hate this kid so much.
He's the worst.
And he says that they're really passionate and have been willing to educate me. That's also...
Yeah. That's so catty.
Yeah, it is. It's so catty. Oh, they've been... They're so passionate. Oh, they had no problem educating me on the proper etiquette.
He said, oh, I'm so... Yeah, that's so brave of you to wear that dress.
We are, if you could only see us now, I'm wobbling my head all over the place, and he is doing lots of hand flapping.
Yeah.
So he says, I would like to sincerely apologize to the Broadway community.
Yeah.
I hate this child.
I can really feel the sincerity.
I really hate him so much. Wow. With a passion. Anyway,
I bet he didn't even pay for his ticket. I bet somebody else paid for it or something, like his parents.
Ugh.
That's probably it. That's probably his parents paid for it.
I didn't want to be here. I had plenty of girls to go on OkCupid with.
Girls call me all day. I don't have time for a sissy play.
You get all these girls calling me on Grindr, and I have.
Can you call on Grindr?
No, and it's also not for girls contacting guys.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I hate this kid, and I don't want to go any further on that. That's it. Go ahead. What you got? Give me it. Lay it down. Give me a nice layer of story here.
Okay.
Lay the foundation.
Once upon a time, there was a state called California.
I've heard of that place. I think I've heard this story.
A long, long time ago. Anyway, a man and his nephew were at a California storage unit auction.
Comma auction.
They bid $80. They win a meth lab.
That's a plus.
It's a deal.
You really made out in the positive there.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not.
Tell me more. Like, did you get very far?
Oh yeah, I did. Got further than that. At CubeSmart in Rancho Cordova, units are auctioned off if renters default on their payments for more than 45 days.
Wow, that's not much time, actually. That's very fast.
Well, it's longer than a month.
Yeah, I figured they gave a few months, though.
Yeah. Well, actually, but that's defaulting, so that means, like, you haven't paid a full month and then 45 on top of that, right? Because it's like, oh, it's due now.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It might even be longer than that. Who knows? But when they opened
the... You think people listen to this show and silently make fun of us?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. I, for one, hope so.
I would.
I certainly would. You know what? I wouldn't go put iodine in my eye.
No. That was a bad thing to do.
Don't take any advice you hear on this show, please.
Yes.
Please and thank you. Continue.
We're not one to give smart advice, anyway. So, yeah, when they opened the unit up for closer inspection, they found a unit full of hazardous, old-fashioned meth-making equipment.
Ooh, that's that vintage.
It's vintage. That's worth more.
Put it on Etsy, put a bird on it, an owl on it, an octopus, you can triple the value.
Vintage meth equipment.
With an owl.
Oh, so that's like, it's like hipster meth equipment.
Yep. And put Breaking Bad in the tags. Make sure that you got that.
It's Walter White, signed by Walter White. All the equipment.
Hashtag Walter White.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So the material apparently was so toxic that a group of hazmat specialists had to go in to actually deal with it.
Wow.
So it was apparently nice and deadly.
Did they get their money back?
Built full of gas. Their $80?
Yeah.
Did not say. I think if you get a lemon, or in some...
A lemon's a lemon.
In this case, a meth lab is a lemon. that you just make lemonade, like two little girls.
Yeah.
And then the cops
show
up. You
sell the meth on the side of the road.
Like the little girls did.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. That was the lemonade stand was actually a meth lab that the two little girls were doing.
Mm.
And the police shut them down.
It all makes sense.
See, I thought it was a little ridiculous for them to shut down a tiny little lemonade stand. But anyway, yeah. The Sacramento Sheriff's Department detectives are now looking into the original owners of the unit to see what kind of sticky situation they've gotten themselves into. They don't know if it's if the lab was operated on site or if it's just I guess the mess was so unseemly they just couldn't figure it out. But yeah. Meth lab storage unit. I had heard stories about that
I
was watching Breaking Bad with somebody and they were like, that's where I would do it, like in a storage unit. Maybe that's that person.
Maybe.
That I know. I wish I could remember who they were. But that does sound. Wouldn't the gas from the meth lab like seep into other units? Like, wouldn't other people, like the neighbors, notice
maybe.
The smell? Or
maybe it smells delicious,
like baked cookies.
Oh, just like Grandma used to make
in her meth lab.
Hot piping it right out of the oven. Here's some meth.
She's wearing the oven mitts.
But it's got little those Werther's Originals. That's the secret ingredient. Broke it up into it.
Oh, that's delicious.
Well, thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. You know what? If I could say one thing, that story really cracked me up.
Oh, hey,
that's a different drug. okay, so we've had a pig mayor.
We have.
We've had a pig mayor.
I like this.
How about a cat president?
Ooh.
A cat named Limberbutt McCubbins is running for president. He's filed his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission and everything. Okay, before I continue, I apologize for 90% of this article. I want to apologize in advance for what is going to happen.
Oh, good.
Okay, so he filed his paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, and everything, all good.
Good.
McCubbins is registered as a Democrat, but his campaign literature describes him as a Democat.
This is the worst.
And his slogan is suitably inspiring, quote, "Together, we cat."
Wow.
They say, "We are not taking donations at this time," says 17-year-old Isaac Weiss, one of the cat's two campaign managers. "If we later decide to take them, they will be most likely forwarded to the Humane Society or other organizations for animals." That's good. At least they're getting some donations out there.
Doesn't sound like a good campaign manager.
"We're just going to take all the money, give it away, and not use it for the political campaign." That's smart.
That's smart. That's Kmart smart.
Weiss says that the campaign started out as a joke, but once the FEC papers were filed, things started getting more serious. Along with contemplating election reform, Weiss says the campaign's other big issues right now are protecting the environment and the legalization of catnip.
Oh my god.
And no, McCubbins wouldn't have invaded Iraq since, quote, "the climate is not favorable for a house cat."
That's what the cat said?
No, that's what the campaign manager. Cats can't talk, Dan. Cats cannot talk.
I'm so sorry. This fantasy world that you've created is...
So, despite a lack of experience, as well as several other fatally disqualifying factors, Weiss says he hopes voters will see McCubbins as the right cat for the job because, quote, "he's ready to bring home fresh ideas to the table. For over 200 years, man has been running the show, and now it's cat's turn to help lead the way." I, for one, am excited by a cat president. Nothing will get done, but it'll be cute all the time. You hate cats, though.
I do. I hate them very much.
Yeah.
I think that this, if it were in Japan, there would be a whole island that would vote for him.
Mm.
Or her. Is it a him?
It's a him.
Okay. Yeah, I would vote for him.
Limberbutt McCubbins.
I'm sorry. That's such a masculine name.
It's true.
It's got butt
really
in it.
Sets you in place.
This is ridiculous.
So the reason I put this article in is I wanted to officially announce BannerBox's stance on the show. We wholeheartedly support Limberbutt McCubbins, President 2016.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that statement.
Well, all the currently remaining members of BannerBox Radio.
I also take a very pro-nut fudge stance.
Oh, back to the fudge. Get out of here with your fudge.
This is a social issue, and you need to know.
You know what? Limberbutt McCuffins, I bet, is a solid fudge kind of dude.
I'm pretty sure the cats can't eat chocolate.
They can't eat. They certainly can't eat.
They can't eat anything. They just.
If I know anything about cats, it's that they cannot eat.
They are incapable of eating, and they love nutty fudge.
Oh, you went there. No, you would think, you should think they would like non-nutty fudge. You hate cats. You're agreeing with cats on the nuts and the fudge?
Just because I hate them doesn't mean I know what's best for them.
That's true. You know what? I can take you're a visionary and you're a real you're a people's person and a cat's man.
I put my personal beliefs aside for nutty fudge.
That's correct. All right. So that's that. What you got? Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away. 48-year-old Amber Lynn Henson is in trouble. Black Betty.
Amber Lynn.
She's in trouble after being accused of making additional trouble for the proprietors of a local Taco Bell.
Oh, boy.
She was thinking a little outside the butt, I think.
Oh, goodness. Get out. Get out.
Get out. I know. It's good. After having issues with the Wi-Fi in the establishment, and we've all been there. We've been at a local restaurant of sorts, mm-hmm. and the Wi-Fi has been less than good.
Yeah.
And it can be anger-inducing, as we've all experienced.
Of course.
You know, Wi-Fi is a necessity in this day and age.
We would die without it. It is as essential as air. All right? I'm putting my foot forward there. It is as important.
It travels in the air. We breathe the Wi-Fi in. That's how we get internet access. That's a true science fact.
Wow. You're giving two facts today?
Two, yeah.
Wow, this is a bargain show is what
it is. One of them's not real. Can you guess which one? Anyway, having Wi-Fi issues, she decided to go fill up her cup with a nice refreshing beverage from the fountain.
Baja Blast.
Yeah, that's the only
choice.
If
it's not, she's wasting her time.
I think all of them say Baja Blast on
now,
them, right?
Yeah, just slowly become Baja Blast.
Just in different shades to give them some sort of semblance of choice.
There's one that says not Baja Blast. And then it's a little flap. You flip it up. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Baja Blast.
more Baja. Anyway, so she's heading to the fountain. And it was proving difficult for her to weasel her way into the drinking fountain because there were a bunch of teenage boys.
Gotta hate teens.
In the way.
They're all trying to plug their phones right into that soda machine.
Into the soda machine. Through the nozzle. Like, why isn't this working? I didn't realize that we use soda fountains as for that purpose.
Wow, good. Nailed it. The closer on that joke.
There it is. The Tahlequah Police Chief, Nate King, said the boys were kind of in the way of the drink fountain, and she had to squeeze through them to get her drink. She got agitated and spilled her drink on one of them.
Which one?
I don't know.
Which one?
Not sure. She then allegedly waited outside the building with a 4-inch knife for the boys to exit. 4 inches. I mean, that's a shank.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a decent size.
By definition.
Nice, actually.
4 inch.
Yeah.
And,
She brought out the old 4-incher.
Yeah. Just like that.
Ready to give those boys a what for?
That's right. Exactly. So, she challenged the boys as they exited the Taco Bell.
To a duel?
To a knife duel.
On guard!
If you want some of me, come on, she said, according to KRMG-TV.
KRMG-TV?
If you want some of me, come on!
For great drink specials.
Right. She was also the singer of the B-52s.
Nobody got stabbed, and she left.
Uh-huh. Continue.
And the teens called police, who posted surveillance photos of the incident on their Facebook page. She was later arrested after a tip-off was made.
Continue.
She claims it was in self-defense. That's, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So there's that. It was self-defense when I waited outside of the building with a knife challenging boys that came out. Come and get some.
KMURTV, whatever it was.
If you want some of me, come and get it!
Oh, wow, we're maxing the mic on those. Good. All right, so, great. She's crazy.
She is.
But also teens are terrible. So.
They are. And sometimes a good shake is all they need.
Sometimes, like the Beatles said. Sometimes a good shank is all you need. Okay, so let's wrap it up this week.
All right.
In Alabama, where all good things happen, you know.
Yeah.
Alabama. Yep. An Alabama robbery suspect got into some serious beef when he ran across a bull while allegedly fleeing police Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Police in the city of Arab said suspect Brad Lynn Hemby, 26, and a female accomplice were chased from a house they were robbing after the homeowner caught them in the act.
Were they snoozing?
I don't know. Who knows?
You might. You're telling the story.
No one knows.
Oh.
No one in the world could answer that question.
What about Jesus?
Please. Of course.
Pleases.
So, they were chased from the house. Hemby and the woman drove off in a truck with officers in pursuit. They crashed near a cow pasture, and Hemby ran. Quote, the driver fled across a cow pasture and grabbed the attention of a bull roaming the field. The bull also gave chase along with the deputies. Marshall County Sheriff Scott Walls said the chase ended when Hemby ran into the barbed wire fence and surrendered. Police said the female suspects ran into a wooded area near the crash site and remains at large.
Oh, no!
After apprehending Hemby, police recovered stolen items from the truck. Who knows what they were? No one.
Send in the Bulls.
Send in the Bulls! Goon, goon.
The basketball team.
Yes, with Michael Jordan was part of the Bulls.
He was at one point. Yeah. I don't believe he currently is, though.
No, Michael Jordan is dead.
I don't believe that's right.
That is incorrect. So Hemby's charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and attempting to elude a police officer. But she got away.
She got away with the mischief.
Always that criminal mischief. How could you? Criminal no goodery.
You should have tacked on evading a bull under the...
I don't think that's a charge. I think that is a skill for a resume.
You go to the running with the bulls and use that skill.
Maybe the bull was their man in the field.
Yeah.
Get him!
Oh! There was like two guys in an outfit.
In a bull outfit.
They were doing surveillance.
They maintained the costume the whole time.
Yari, man, you gotta keep up. We're starting to separate.
Oh, Jesus. People are crazy, and bad things happen to crazy people. That's fact. That's a fact.
Jack.
So, yeah, that's all I have. You? Great. That's... I'm glad to hear that you are done.
Yeah.
Because I am also done, and that means that we can both be done and end the show, and I can say that's all for this week.
And remember, the Yanomami, an Indian tribe in South America, use farting as a greeting.
Thanks for joining us.